What to do, everybody? Welcome back. Scott and BR Show. Alex Padilla, John Browner. No introduction needed for that man right there.
What up?
Just look at him wearing his hat like a normal person today. What's going on with you, dog?
Predicting the future. Told y'all 2-1. Ended up 3-1. Winning the series. Hey, roll to 37. I think I'm going to make up an anthem. Road to 37.
Anyway, Are we singing now? We're making our own songs now?
We're going to put the, it's like the more you know, like the little the thing on NBC that started at Shoots Across, the more you know.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, road to 37.
I can probably make that for you. But I think we're going to have to adjust that number, dude.
No, we can't. That's the number. We got to stick with the number. We got to believe. And now if it goes over that, that's great. We can't. No massaging.
So basically what I was going to say is that they're playing so damn well that we should move it to road to 47.
No. What are you doing? No. Road to 37 works. It's got a good ring to it. It's on the internet now. At some point, the Padres will be contacting us about road to 37 t-shirts.
Let's not bring up t-shirts and Padres. Last year the Padres were 3-1 to start the season. And after 60 games, I think they were 29-31, something like that. So if last year's a picture of what could happen, they same start, 3-1. Are you still confident in road to 37?
Oh, I'm more confident than ever to road to 37 because it's only 60 games. So you're starting the season with this playoff energy. You're starting the season in the hunt. You're starting the season with a taste of knowing what it was like last year to start off well, because Tatis said this as well. He said that this was very big for us to start off 3-1, even though, they started off 3-1 last year. But I think this has a different feel to it. I think this has a different energy to it. I think this being the second time around for some of these guys, bringing in Eric Hosmer, bringing in Tommy Pham, Hosmer producing, sober and drunk, Will Myers out there producing, Tatis clearing the bases yesterday. I think this has a different feel to it than the start of last year.
So I will get to the Padres here shortly, but I did want to start off by saying, y'all know what to do. Hit the like, drop a comment, subscribe if you've yet to subscribe. We appreciate you guys being here, even though the name of the show, neither guys are here. This is Alex and John, not Scott and BR. So we appreciate you guys being here. I did talk to Scott this morning, and I was like, do you want me to tell people where you are? Like, do you want me? Because there was a lot of chat on the chat. Where is Scott? Is 1090 dead? Is he taking a job in LA? Some people were like, he's on a boat or something like that. So lots of chatter where Scott is, and he told me, he said, no, I don't want you to tell people where I'm at.
That sounds about right. That sounds like something he would do.
He always tries to make everything an event, announcement.
Overly coy, man.
I will tell you this, that 1090 is not dead. I will tell you that Scott does not have a job with LA right now. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know, actually. I really don't know. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you probably should have said that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I did say he doesn't and does have a job with LA, so I don't know. But I know 1090, I can speak for this. 1090 is not dead. So
I have said this to many people. 1090 is going to happen. How it looks is a different discussion, but I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to launch on the date that it is set to launch. I believe that that will happen. What it looks like and who's on it is a different conversation.
And then as far as is he on a boat? I mean, I don't know. He could be on a boat. He could be flippy flopping his way somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I do know. I know all the answers. I'm just not going to say anything.
Is he social media silent now? Did he go zero dark?
No, I mean, I think he's only Twitter. I think he's only posting cited stuff. I don't think he's posted anything on Instagram or anything like that.
Okay.
But knowing Scott, he'll probably put some video on the story while we're talking right now, and then people will know where he's at. People will be like, you guys are such full shit trying to build drama. So anyways, Scott's not here again today. Scott will be back. I promise you he will be back here in this podcast shortly. I will say, let's start off, obviously, like, comment, and subscribe, and we're going to thank our sponsors, Corky's. 1-800-901-1102. If you got any sort of rats, mice, insects. If you want them out of your house, call Corky's. You got a nagging boyfriend that you want out of your house? Call Corky. Kick his ass out too, man. We'll do whatever you want.
Well, I think that's more the restraining order portion of how things work when it's a boyfriend. But if you got a big-ass rat, you got a big-ass cockroach, you got some ants, I think Corky's can take care of those. Now, if you dating a rodent, Corky's can definitely come get them out for you.
Corky'sPest.com is the website. 1-800-901-1102. This show is not possible without Corky's. So thank you. Only use Corky's if you have any sort of pest control issues. Corky'sPest.com. Mountain Trust Mortgage. MountainTrustMortgage.com. You know the name. That's Gary Cooper. If there's anything you're doing in the housing market, whether it's buying, selling, refinancing, it doesn't matter. There's only one guy to call, and that's Gary Cooper. 858-376-1299. 858-376-1299. Are you more of an email person like most people? It's Gary at MountainTrustMortgage.com. That's MountainTrustMortgage.com. Listen, we all know Coupa Loop is the one guy to call if you have anything to do in the housing market. That's who you hit up. Mountain Trust Mortgage.
Rates are at an all-time low. Legendary all-time low. Never seen before. You guys got to get in. If you have the flexibility financially to get in and take advantage of some of this, you probably should.
And, of course, this show is brought to you by Tory Holistics, your cannabis story. ToryHolistics.com. You know the promo code. You already know it. It's Grande. You guys use that with a minimum $75 purchase, and you get 20% off. Also, I'm pulling it up right now so you guys can take a look at it. We're doing a show with Tory Holistics August 1st, Saturday, August 1st at 7:30 p.m., but it's a live show. So what does that mean for you? It means that we're giving away codes for you to tune in with Scott and Ruthie hosting live from the belly up with Common Sense. Here's the poster. So all you got to do, we have so many codes to give away. I'm telling you guys, we have a lot. So we're not making you do anything special except this. Email us, ScottKaplanVlog@gmail.com, and we will hook you up with a code if you email us. So you guys can tune in Saturday, August 1st. That's this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Common Sense, Scott Kaplan, Ruthie, and a portion of concert proceeds benefits Surfers Healing. All you guys got to do is email us, ScottKaplanVlog@gmail.com. All right.
Or you take that picture of the Tory Holistics ad right there as you're watching the show. You take that, you screenshot that, you add us on Twitter, and guess what? You go into the show too, because we already got a winner who followed the instructions and did this, and bam.
And bam, and special shout outs, obviously, wickedgraphics.com. If you want an agency style looking website, all you got to do is hit up Nancy at wickedgraphics.com. That's Nancy at wickedgraphics.com. They built our website. They have already built a couple of great friends' websites. So hit them up, Nancy at wickedgraphics.com. SMS Global, if you have a company or if you have a church, if you have a little league, if you have practices, and you need to contact your clients, your people, your circle, your community, use SMS Global. Call them 1-800-676-5500, 1-800-676-5500, smsglobal.com. Hit up my boy Adan. He will hook you up. It's cheap, and it's the best way to get in touch with your circle, with your clients, with your community, whoever it is you need to get in touch with. They're cheap. It's smsglobal.com. People open text messages. People do not open emails. It's just a fact. Look it up. 98% of text messages are open. Hit them up, smsglobal.com. All right, did I miss anything?
Shout out to Eric Egerstrom at EEGstrom on Twitter. Bang.
Why?
Because that's the man who followed the instructions and got the job done.
Oh, sweet. There you go. Good job, Eric. Shout out to you, my friend. Shout out to you. All right, we were going to start Padres, but we already did start a little bit. I kind of want to talk about going back to baseball, dude, because the Marlins have definitely thrown a wrench in baseball's plans so far this season. Have you seen the latest tweets that have gone around of what has to happen now that the Marlins are basically their season is suspended? I guess. They have a total of 17 players or staff members that have tested positive for coronavirus. That's 17. That's more than half of the entire team of players are basically out for who knows how long. Now the Phillies are not playing the Yankees again today. Obviously the Marlins are not playing the Orioles today. So now what they're going to do, it sounds like, is put the Yankees to play the Orioles instead of the Phillies and the Yankees. Like, there's basically has turned into a giant jigsaw puzzle. And Commissioner Rob Manfred yesterday at MLB Network was just like, yeah, I mean, we're expecting it and we're going to proceed as usual. But one thing that I think nobody thought about is, yes, if your team tests positive and you have an outbreak, which we already do, 17, and you have a taxi squad team of 30 other guys that can come up and play, that doesn't mean that the other teams playing you are comfortable playing you. The Nationals have already voted to not play the Marlins this weekend. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but this is the issue. So now you're exposing your own team, obviously. Now you're exposing other teams. This is a giant headache for baseball, and I just don't really know. And I would be foolish to sit up here and tell you that this is what's going to happen, because I don't know what's going to happen.
I think the massive freakout over this is kind of embarrassing, and it shows that these guys are not prepared and they don't actually know what the plan is. Because if I read the plan correctly, this is what the taxi squad was for. If I read the plan correctly, another team can't vote to not play a team. Like, that's not how this works. That's what the taxi squad is for. And by the way, the Phillies were tested. They played the Marlins. The Marlins now have 17 people who have been infected with the coronavirus. The Phillies have zero. Okay. Zero. So clearly, it wasn't transmitted on the field. This is a thing that went through their team and their team only at this point in time. It did not transfer to the Phillies, so the Phillies should be able to play the Yankees. Now, as far as the Marlins go, I think whoever's supposed to play the Marlins for the next 10 to 14 days, you get 3 free wins and 3 days off or 4 days off or 2 days off, whatever you were scheduled to play them. You get those days off. Period. End of story. Those are losses for the Marlins, because this was poorly handled when you looked at how they went about doing it. First of all, it turns out they had 3 guys who tested positive. They still played the game after that. Then more guys tested positive. Then the next day they texted per team and all voted, here, that voting thing again, voted to play without letting the league know that, or your opponent, hey, we've got all these cases. Are you guys still willing to play us? Or telling the league, hey, we have all these cases. Is it okay for us to still play? So this team, this organization, is not following the plan. So they should be punished by losing those games down the road until the team is cleared up. What was the purpose of the taxi squad? Can someone explain that to me? If you got 17 guys down, this is not an issue. Bring 17 guys up. I don't understand why this is like being treated like a bomb went off.
Well, it's because it's not, I don't want to, because I'm not trying to pretend to be some sort of scientist, even though people don't believe in scientists in this country anyways. But the problem is that there's like an incubation period where on Friday you may not have tested negative, but you may have already had it. So on Saturday you showed, or on Sunday you showed. So the problem with the Marlins is like, yeah, it went from 1 guy on Friday, 3 guys on Saturday, 4 guys on Sunday, and then all of a sudden 17 by the time we're here on Tuesday. So it's not just that, like, it's easy to say bring up 17 guys and then just keep playing. But what about the other 13 guys that are on the team? What if they have it? They're just not testing positive yet. So that's the whole problem with the testing in a non-bubble area, is when you test positive, or negative the day before. That doesn't mean that I'm negative on Friday. That doesn't mean that in the last 24 hours I couldn't have been exposed to it, because you're going home or you're getting on a hotel or you're having dinner or you're whatever. So that's the problem with this. Until there's instantaneous results, there's always going to be a giant risk of continuing to spread it, because it could be negative one day and positive the next. It's not the way, this virus doesn't work that way, where it's like, I tested negative, that's it. I'm negative. I'm good forever.
I was under the impression that they had like rapid testing.
They have testing, but they don't get results for about a day.
I thought they had what the White House has, where you test and you find out in 30 minutes.
Well, the White House already has the cure for it. That's why they're not too worried about it. That's a joke, people. Relax, okay? Hydrochloric cloxyquine hashtag works. So my point is that until you have instantaneous testing or pretty much rapid results, this is gonna continue to happen.
If you're Major League Baseball and you're going to tell me that you don't have the best testing capability machines possible, then you should shut down the season. You should shut down. You should absolutely shut down because the NBA has these same machines. You can find out within an hour if you're an NBA basketball player in the bubble whether or not you have this. So I don't know what baseball is doing who is not in a bubble. They should have better technology or better ways to survey or better ways to test or better ways to contract trace within the virus situation than the NBA does because they are doing it in a different way. If it's true that it takes a day for them to tell you whether you have it or not, then they should shut down their season. I didn't feel that way before I started this because I thought they had the same equipment that the NBA had. So if it takes a day, well, you're done because you don't care about the players. You're
it
not
does take a day.
The player safety. That's too long.
Just check this out, dude. Just check this out, okay? I'm going to put up on the screen right now. This is the scenario that baseball finds themselves. This is all directly from Ken Rosenthal, the first tweet. One scenario under discussion, according to a source with direct knowledge. Marlins and Phillies would quarantine for an undetermined period. The Yankees would travel to Baltimore and play Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday. Marlins and Phillies would try to make up postponed games later. That's one. That's the first part. The second part. The Phillies, under this plan, would return to play on Friday against the Blue Jays at Citizens Bank Park as the visiting team. The team would be isolated until then, not technically quarantined. And this lady, I don't know who she is, but she responded with the Blue Jays staff writer. She goes, a team that may have been exposed to COVID-19 by another team that has lost half its roster to COVID-19 will isolate, then play another team who was barred from playing in its own country because the government was concerned about MLB's plan to play. Unpack all of everything I just said, if you possibly can. This is the disaster. This is the mess that baseball has created because they weren't planned and because of their cockiness that you can continue to play a sport outside of a bubble in the middle of a pandemic. And listen, I don't care what you say about recovery rate. I don't care what you say about death rate. I don't care what you say about how serious this thing is. That is not my point whatsoever. But here is the point. Cases are still going to be treated like they're serious by professional sports leagues. So take off your own little hat for a while, however you think of the virus, and just understand that from a PR standpoint, a case is going to be treated as a serious deal. 17 cases will be seen as detrimental. So I'm not talking about recovery, death rate, nothing. I'm just talking about cases. This is going to continue to happen. The pandemic's not going anywhere anytime soon. And when teams traveling on airplanes and hotels and frolicking around each other, this is going to continue to happen. How MLB continues to play, if they're not going to enforce the taxi squad, if they're not going to have the balls to just be like, hey, we got taxi squad, let's go. This jigsaw puzzle is going to break. There's not going to be enough pieces after a while.
You don't stop playing. If you are the Marlins and you don't have enough taxi squad guys, you forfeit those games. I don't understand the problem. Then what's the taxi squad for? Is that just for show? Was it just all talk? Yes, the Marlins aren't good anyway. So when you bring up the taxi squad, they're going to get wiped. So if you need 25 all new guys, you got 60 backup players. Bring 25 all new guys in until the guys who were originally on the roster are appear to be okay. That's the price you have to pay in the pandemic. This is what playing underneath these conditions, this is the result when you go foul of the system. You had three guys who had it. You knew those three guys had it. You didn't tell anybody. You kept it in wraps. It spread within your own locker room. And now look at the chaos that they're causing. They gotta forfeit those games. Period. I don't really understand what the discussion is. If you don't want to run your
because there wasn't a plan for it. Because there wasn't a plan for it. That's kind of my whole point. Is like baseball did not plan. They knew it was a possibility, but they didn't plan for what would happen if you really do have to take a team off the road, off the games. Like they didn't plan for any of this. This was the whole point that David Price yesterday. We were making fun of David Price, but now I'm kind of like, well, I'm kind of on your side, David. I think I'm going to take that one back because player safety is clearly not the first thing on MLB's mind.
But what's the okay? From your understanding, what's the purpose of the taxi squad? I know I keep harping on that because that's
the taxi squad. Honestly, dude, let's be real. The taxi squad is in case one or two guys gets it, not 17.
Then they should stop playing. Then they should. Baseball should stop. I'm sorry, Padres. Hey, you finished in first place, baby. Listen, shut it all down. Shut it all down. If you're not going to have the taxi players play, then it was just for show. They're not prepared. They're not ready. This is not something that baseball should be doing. Clearly, the cat is out of the bag. They're not prepared. They're not prepared before, during, or now after something has happened. They don't have the proper protocol in place to report to the league if guys on your roster get it. This is not like it is in the country where Texas does its own thing, Illinois does its own thing, New York does its own thing. This ain't that. This ain't that, dude. And it appears to be that's the way they were operating. And so if this is the way that they're going to go about it, I have completely done a 180 on this, and baseball needs to shut the entire thing down.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, man, is that the taxi squad was there in case one or two guys gets it. So when the Nationals got Juan Soto, like, yeah, that was what it was for. Like, Juan Soto's out for a little bit, so we're going to bring this guy up. Nobody in baseball was ever anticipating 17 guys on the first weekend to get it. There's no way that that ever crossed anybody's mind for some reason.
Then why have 60 backup players? Why have 60 backup players? That's a shit ton of dudes. Why have 60 guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. And I don't listen, selfishly, I'm not going to I'm not going to sit here and tell you that shut it down, because I do want it to happen. I'm enjoying watching the games that I'm watching. And I'm also being selfish. I know that, because it's not my life being at risk. I'm at home watching and they're out and about traveling. So I don't want the season to stop. But I kind of agree with your point. Like, if you're not prepared for the inevitable sometimes, I mean, hopefully not, right? Hopefully not. This is the only outbreak. Hopefully now players open their eyes and see this is a very serious thing. I have to isolate myself as much as possible. Hopefully that's the case. But if not, then maybe it's time to shut down, man.
You always prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Are you saying shut down because the Padres are in first place and that would be their first NL West championship in, I don't know, 20 years almost?
A little bit, half and half,
Because the Padres are 3-1 after yesterday's win, while we were on air, while we predicted.
Big win yesterday.
Like we said, the Padres were going to beat the Diamondbacks, even though we recorded well in advance of them playing. And what did they do? They turned around and they beat the Diamondbacks thanks to Fernando Tatis' base-clearing triple with no batting gloves on. I don't know how he got third base so damn fast. I thought it was at least a single, and he was at third. I was like, what? That guy is so damn good.
That ball was hit so well and poorly played by the center fielder that he took a horrible angle on it. And when he tried to chop it down, that ball went right past him and rolled all the way to the wall. And Tatis had the speed to get the third. The ball was just so poorly played.
Dude, it
played in their favor.
I don't do like these advanced stats in baseball that a lot of people like to talk about, like, but the exit velocity was like 107 miles per hour, which I read is a very impressive thing. So, yeah, man, like the kid is good. I immediately tweeted it yesterday. I was like, dear Padres, give him all the money right now, please. Now, because you know what's going to happen, man. You know that the Yankees are going to come in here and be like, here's $500 million. Like, you come play with us.
Dodgers will do the same thing. Listen. I know this is way premature to have this conversation, but I'm going to tell y'all right now, if y'all don't pay this man, the Dodgers will, and you're going to lose so many fans if you're a Padre fan and they end up getting Tatis right from under you because the Padres just simply didn't want to cut the check, man. If you got to go into bankruptcy because you got to sign Tatis, you got to do it. Whatever. If you got to get a new owner in here if you got to tell Joseph Tsai, hey, we need some money, bro. Come buy some of this ownership. You got to do what you got to do. You cannot let that kid walk away. Every day, he does something awesome. Every day. That's the mark of a legendary player. Every day Mike Trout does something, you go, damn, that's awesome. I'm glad I watched this. Tatis is in that category now where, damn, he does something crazy. I'm glad I watched this.
Yeah, every time he comes at bat, it's you can't turn the channel off. You can't. You just – why would you? You never know what he's going to do. The Padres have just been impressive, man. The pitching yesterday, Lucchese wasn't great. It was the first starter that didn't get to the fifth inning. But then without Kirby Yates, like the Padres bullpen shut it down. They did great. Tonight they play the Giants at 6:45. The Giants did take two against the Dodgers, so maybe a little tougher than we thought. But obviously, first weekend, you never really know. It's just the first weekend. But Padres, first place, NL West, 3-1. Road to 37. We're on our way. Fernando Tatis, MVP, Manny Machado, Golden Glove. It's happening.
I think this next couple games will be huge, because if they can figure out a way to win the next two, now listen, you're going to have to start getting in the hold me back crowd. You're going to have to start getting a lot of Padre fans in the hold me back crowd, because that chest going to get real big and it's going to start sticking out, and you're going to start walking around like this. You're going to start seeing flags flying all around the county. You're going to start seeing all the black and brown shirts rolling around North Park and downtown. You're going to start seeing people trying to squeeze or find their way into somebody's apartment that lives up in these condos where you can look down and watch the game. Look, if they take these next two, I haven't decided whether by the end of the show I'll tell you whether they will or not. I haven't
road to 50?
No. I gotta stick to 37, man. I gotta stick to 37.
Okay.
Because if we hit the mark on 37,
you're in the playoffs.
My prediction was correct. You are first place. I think 37 wins gets you first place.
Yeah.
So let's see if the next two games go their way. Oh baby.
Tonight is they're facing Jeff Samardzija, who's been for the Giants. I feel like Jeff Samardzija is like 40 years old already. How old is that guy? I remember him playing at Notre Dame as a tight end. Like, what the hell? He's still pitching. But
the Cubs drafted him, and he was trash as a relief pitcher.
It's the guy that we got Eric Lauer for. Zach Davies is pitching tonight. Trent Grisham hit a home run yesterday. That paid off right away. That was nice. That was way to go. Your boy, Tommy Pham. I love him. I love Tommy Pham.
Shout out, family. Family, terror on them bases, man.
Yeah.
Terror on them bases.
And I remember, this is just, you know, that Mandela effect thing. I remember Trent Grisham being like chunky in Milwaukee. I don't know why. I remember him in the playoffs when he like misplayed that ball. I was like, yeah, he's not a good outfielder because he's chunky.
Fat guy.
I thought it was like Prince Fielder out there again. But turns out I just remembered it wrong. The guy's been in shape his whole life.
It's the jersey, man. Maybe the brown make you look, the pinstripes make you look thin.
Look
slick, baby. They say the camera adds 10 pounds, the pinstripes take off 15. Maybe he out there looking sleek.
I'm not looking forward to the Padres sand pinstripe jerseys that they're going to wear. I don't like those. I love the home pinstripe, the white pinstripes. Those are the cleanest jerseys.
Are you going to buy one?
No, I'm really not. You guys see the hat that I wear? I wear the 98 hat. I like the orange, dude. I've always been the 98. The pinstripes in 98 were my favorite. The Tony Gwynn, Trevor Hoffman 98 year. Those have always been my favorite.
Those are that's a good one. And so are these. This year is very.
And then honestly, the hat, the jersey that you're wearing, or the hoodie that you're wearing, that one year when they did the All Star, I didn't mind the yellow, navy, and white. Just to get out of just basic navy and white. But honestly, hey, the Browns here, whatever. I'm not the biggest fan of Brown, but it's here. And the jerseys are dope. Tatis is dope. I don't ever want to see Will Myers play a position ever again. You're a DH, bro.
Stop
if you can't
it.
Handle
Stop
the sun.
It. Stop it.
If you can't
Stop
handle it. The sun, you can't handle the sun. You play in San Diego. You can't handle the
bright.
Sun.
It was bright.
Hey, was hold bright. On. Hold on. Hold on. Breaking news. Comment down below if you knew the sun was bright.
Well, listen. At that angle, in that park, at that time of the day, it's brighter than normal, okay? Yeah, I've been in there at that angle. It's brighter than normal. Y'all always trying to hop on Will, man. Let Will do his thing. Let Will be Will, okay? Will coming through. Will getting walks now.
Will has been on the great friends shit list ever since he said what he said about Mexican food in San Diego. That's just a fact, John Brown. I cannot defend what he said about Mexican food in San Diego. And his play has not made people forget about it. And then when he, like, remember he swung and missed in the All-Star game and then his brother hit him in the home run derby? There's not a lot of, like, bright spots for Will Myers in San Diego. Like, if he came and he, like said San Diego's got the best Mexican food. California burritos, what a revelation. They're magical. If he came out here and started saying things like that, if he didn't have this weird ass like toupee hair thing that he's got going on right now, maybe people would forgive. But people cannot forgive white queso until he proves that he's able to be forgiven, John Browner.
I'm telling you right now, there's going to come a critical time in this season. Might be in the World Series, might be a Game 7. Where two outs, bottom of the ninth, and you know who can walk up to the plate?
Yeah, good unfortunately, old Will Myers. It's either going to be Hedges or Myers.
Good old Will Myers. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be, you're going to hear a pin drop in this city, and Will Myers is going to come through, and they all will be forgiven. Heaven's gates will open, and all a Padre fan base will welcome him back in. He can say whatever he wants when he get that hit. But it's
isn't
coming.
Wouldn't that be so Padres where they make the playoffs, right? And they're like in a tight situation. They need a hit. And who comes up to bat? The only guy they got left on the bench is either going to be Will Myers or Austin Hedges. That's
if it's Austin Hedges, we're doomed. Hey, listen, y'all can have him. I'm keeping Will Myers. Austin Hedges, I'm good.
I don't want to see Hedges start for a while. Just give Mejia a chance. We have seen what Hedges can do at the plate, and it's not much. Is he great defensively? Yes, but sometimes you just gotta be better, man. Like
you gotta score, man.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even have a hit yet. I mean, neither does Mejia. Neither does Mejia. But at least it's half in the at bats. It's just Hedges.
But we know Hedges. What Hedges can and can't do. Mejia, we're learning. Now, if we learn he can't do shit either, then we got to get another one. But until then, I'm rolling with Mejia, dude. I don't want the Hedges disappointment. I'm sorry.
Until we can't learn he can do shit either, we need to know.
Right. Until we know he can't do shit either, I'm hilarious. Ready to rock with a guy who I don't know.
Okay. All right. Tonight, I am going to tune in. I'm obviously going to tune in to Padres. But honestly, dude, at 6:10, I'm tuning into Dodgers-Astros. Dodgers-Astros tonight, I need to see what happens. I need to see if the Dodgers are going to plunk the Astros. I want to see it.
If.
When? When?
Look, this is a – you can book this, okay? If this was Vegas, whatever odds were of a absolute cannot miss, this is it. Somebody getting hit tonight. Now, I don't know if there's going to be no bench-clearing brawls and like that, but – somebody's going to get hit tonight. They're not going to like it, but it is what it is. Now, you can hear, I think, who was it? I think it was Craig Counsell who said one of the issues now is guys can hear each other from dugout to dugout.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more people jumping over that top rail, yelling at the other side. I think tonight's going to be one of those nights where you're going to wish there were fans booing you as opposed to other guys yelling at your dugout and vice versa about things that are going on. I'm expecting to hear trash cans. I'm expecting for the Dodgers to just be completely immature about this entire thing and then take the field and start beaning people.
Dude, I really, really, really want the Dodgers to be banging on trash cans or just banging on something. I want them to be petty AF, dude. Please,
so petty.
As petty as you possibly can. The only downside of this upcoming series is that Justin Verlander got hurt, so he's not going to pitch. So you just feel like Cody Bellinger and Justin Turner would want to wreck Justin Verlander as hard as they could, too. No DH, which is obviously a universal thing. So there won't be any pitcher like retaliation either. That's always like a weird one. Tonight it's Walker Buehler, which is without Kershaw. It's basically the Dodgers ace going at him. So I don't think that here's what I was thinking. If the Dodgers threw out like a random guy to start today, you knew he was going to beat him right away, right? Like you knew they were going to go out and just beat him right away. But it's basically their ace. He hasn't pitched this year. One of their top players. He went 14-4 last year. I don't expect him to start going out there. And the first time he sees Bregman, he punches him in the head with a fastball. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it later on in the game once we get in the bullpen.
I think Walker Buehler has to do the hitting. I think that's the message you have to send to the other team, and in particular, these Astros. This is the guy that has to do it. You cannot bring a guy in out of the bullpen. You cannot wait till the game's out of hand one way or the other to start doing this because then it looks in poor taste. Okay? This is revenge. This is cold. This is hard. This is 95 miles an hour. And I'm not hitting one person. I'm hitting the next guy, and I might hit a third guy.
Well, there's three guys that are basically on the list. You got Altuve, you got Bregman, and you got Springer.
Yep.
Maybe even Correa. Why not? All four of them.
Correa was the only person to apologize, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. But I don't care about apologies. I don't care about crocodile tears. You did what you did, and you were part of it, and you got that ring. You get what's coming to you, and you take it. See, the only good thing about the pandemic so far, really, in sports, is the fact that the Dodgers and Astros have to play each other because they were not scheduled to play each other. This is the only positive of the pandemic-riddled 2020 sports version. This is the only good thing that's come of it. The only one.
It's the baseball gods willing their wisdom.
Baseball gods.
It's the baseball gods willing their wisdom. That's why I'm telling you, Walker Buehler got to start this game throwing flames and ribs, period. End of story. He got to be baby back glazing ribs tonight on the mound. If he don't, I don't want to see from nobody else. Again, I don't want the score to be out of hand before people start getting hit because that's classless. I don't want somebody to come in out the dugout or out the bench to do it, the bullpen to do it, because, again, to me, that's classless. You need a frontline guy, a guy who was on the field who got cheated.
Comment down below. Comment down below and let us know if you think the Dodgers will plunk the Astros. If yes, how many Astros? Because it's not just going to be one, right? It's got to be at least two.
I'm going with three.
You know, I think it's going to be boring, but I'm going to tune in. I don't think anything crazy is going to happen. They do play each other numerous times this year, so it's going to be...
You got to get out your system. Like, yeah. When's the perfect... Okay, if it's not the first time you see him, then...
The last time you see him. Because a lot of times in baseball, they wait till the last time they see him because there won't be a next game to have to worry about. You kind of let it all out.
Listen, ain't if I'm the Dodgers, I ain't worried about none of that. These dudes cheated me out of a World Series. If I had that ring, this Corona shit wouldn't matter to me.
By the way, super down for the Dodgers to plunk whoever they want, get in a giant brawl, have suspensions, and don't be around for a couple games so the Padres can build on their lead.
Just start swinging, man. Just start throwing balls. Start swinging, man. I'm telling you, baby, back glazed them ribs, man. It's time to throw hands, man. It's tenderize them ribs. It's time to go. This is what y'all been waiting for. All this talk about calling them cheaters and all this other shit where not to their face. You doing it in the media. You doing it on Twitter. They about to be on the field across from you. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I like to see. They about to be on the field across from you. No more talk. If you going to hit him, you got to hit him now. I don't want to hit this last game of the year shit. I'm talking about now. We only got 60 of these things, and I need this to happen today to get it out the way so we can keep moving forward.
That's where it's at. All right. And then one of other stories that's happening, and we're going to hear, I think, a lot about it coming up. Sorry, I'm looking down again. The dog is here, and she's moving, so. She's doing good today. Luckily, she can't hear you. She reacts to dogs like so crazy. So not crazy, but that's the only time she barks is when she hears other dogs. But she's doing good today. Solid work.
Maybe she's a fan of the show.
You know, I think she is a fan of me when I speak. I think my voice soothes her.
Well, look at you. You finally found your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You're the dog there whisperer.
I am the dog. What's up, Cesar Milan? Move out the way. NFL. Here we go. It's already beginning. Players have begun to opt out of the 2020 season. So far, today, that includes 5 Patriots players. Now, if you've been on Twitter, you have seen the memes. This is how Bill Belichick gets Trevor Lawrence. When you got one of your captains on defense, Dante Hightower, opting out. You got Patrick Chung, your safety that's been out there forever, opting out. This could be. Can't you just tell Bill Belichick, like, him telling all his vets, you know what, guys? Rest up. Don't worry about this year.
I would agree with you if they were still getting paid. The one thing about football players, they ain't missing no money. They ain't missing no checks unless it's super serious. So I don't think Bill Belichick is telling these guys, hey, don't worry, wink, wink, take the year off, because wink, wink, he ain't going to put no money in them bank accounts. They ain't wiring cash to no offshore accounts for none of these dudes. So I don't think that this is a situation where it's a wink, wink, nod, nod. I think that these guys are literally worried about the NFL's process of handling coronavirus. They've got a lot of guys dropping out when it's time to start showing up to camp. And what did I say a long time ago when they were doing the draft and people were patting them on the back for being tough and just putting their head down and pulling through all this talk about coronavirus? They kept pushing paper. They kept pushing paper, and now it's time to put them chin straps on, and guys are like, no, I'm good on this. Look what just happened to the Marlins. Because if you think what happened to the Marlins is bad, football players have to hit each other, period. That's the game. Baseball, you can go a whole game and never even touch another guy. You have to hit guys. Yeah. And some of these guys are 300-plus pounds. If you get this shit at 300 pounds, it don't matter what kind of shape you're in. You know how hard it's going to be for your body to breathe if you are in an extreme case of COVID and you're 300 pounds. One of the leading murderous cases, I don't even know if that's the way you pronounce it, but one of the fatality rates is highest of obesity.
Yeah.
Fat people. Now, again, these guys are in great shape, but how long does it take to get out of shape? How does this virus treat a healthy body that's obese?
It doesn't even, and you can, and you've seen there's articles about triathletes that are getting taken down by it. You know, it hits everybody different. That's what's crazy about it. But before we get into COVID talk, let me ask you this question. If you are a non-high risk for COVID-19, right? because if you say you don't have an underlying health condition, you're not James Conner, who's a cancer survivor. You know, you don't have asthma. If you are a non-high risk player, you will get $150,000 this year for opting out. Now, let me ask you a question. You're not Patrick Mahomes. You're not a star quarterback. You are maybe a secondary corner. You're Patrick Chung. How about that? You're Patrick Chung.
Okay.
Would you opt out for $150,000, stay at home and not worry about anything?
Hell no. Hell no. 150 grand ain't nothing to these dudes. Now, even Patrick Chung, 150 grand ain't nothing to him. The dudes who are opting out, that 150 ain't nothing. That ain't going to even get them through the house payments for the year. So I think these guys are genuinely concerned about their health. They're genuinely concerned about the plan the NFL has put forward. The NFL had the most time to prepare for this. And somehow they've got more guys dropping out before it starts than all the sports put together. Think about that. If you combine all the sports, hockey, baseball, MLS, basketball, the NFL has more guys saying, no, thank you, I'm good before the season starts than all those sports combined. Why is that? Because the NFL players don't trust the NFL owners. They don't trust the league office has their best practices in mind.
This morning on TMZ Sports, Chargers running back Austin Eckler was on TMZ Sports. He had this to say about his thoughts on the NFL safety protocol.
Optimistic, like say, hey, we're going to come back. We're all going to be playing. So I'm just taking it day by day. I'm not going to say that it can't happen. I'm just saying that we just have to make sure that we protect ourselves first before we even continue moving forward. So I think that's kind of what this period is right now. It's kind of, in my eyes, like a trial period. Just like, hey, let's get the teams in the building. Let's have them work out and let's see if we can keep everybody safe. And, you know, it kind of sucks that that's how it is. Just because I feel like we're in a somewhat like of a lab rat. Like, let's see if this will work or not.
There you go. The NFL players are lab rats this year.
This is,
and then he's not even, and by the way, he's not even talking about getting to games yet. He literally said one of the biggest concerns, which is, so when all the baseball players got together, you know, there was an initial surge of cases because it was probably a lot of players' first times getting tested. So now all these players are going to get together. They're going to do the initial round of testing. It'll probably be a larger number than expected or around what it's expected. And then that's when you really get into it. We're going to be around each other every single day. We're going to be in weight rooms. We're going to be in locker rooms. We're going to be, you know, running around. We're not going to be hitting each other until mid-August, but we're going to be running around. So we are experimenting to see if we could even get to a season. Not like, can we finish the season? Austin Eckler just said it. We're experimenting to see if we could even get to a season.
This is what I was afraid of. This is the exact issue why guys are dropping out. He said it. He feels like a lab rat. So you mean to tell me that the NFL, with all their wisdom and all their financial wherewithal, couldn't figure out a way to make the players feel safe, to get them in the building, to at least before guys like Patrick Chung and Hightower and Eddie Goldman, before guys started going, well, I'm just not going to play. I'm not even going to go in. If guys go in and go, oh, I don't like this, I'm out, that's completely different. Guys won't even go in the door. That's bad. That's a bad, looks bad on the NFL. That looks bad for football in general. That looks bad for college football. That looks bad for high school football. If these guys are million-dollar athletes, they won't even report to their facility. They have a say-so. Collegiate athletes do not have a say-so. High school athletes really don't have a say-so either. If the coach tells you to show up, you're showing up. So I think that this has to trickle down from the top when it determines who plays and who doesn't play. If the NFL can't get this together, if they can't take the field week one, because all the preseason games are now canceled, if they can't take the field in week one, no one should.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's some breaking news that just came down. The Sports Wire, Marlins games have been postponed through Sunday. So the Marlins will not be playing all week. That means that tonight against Baltimore. The next two were supposed to be against Baltimore, and then Friday through Sunday were supposed to be against the Nationals. All of those games have been postponed. How are you going to make up six games later on? I don't know. But that is the breaking news. Also, the Phillies-Yankees will not happen tonight. And as a result of the Marlins not being in Baltimore, the Yankees will now play the Orioles Wednesday and Thursday. And then I guess they're going to make up all these games. They didn't say any sort of forfeiture. They didn't say anything like that. I think they're going to announce it. I'm reading it. Additional rescheduling during the week of August 3rd will be announced later this week. And then they go off and try and do all this crazy shit about 64,000 tests. 0.3% had been positive, but there you go. So no Marlins games through Sunday.
I don't like this plan, man. I don't like that. That does not sound safe to me. That doesn't sound like they're doing this smart. This may be the beginning of the end for the season of baseball. I think this may be the beginning of the end. I was one of the people when this news came out, like, oh man, everybody needs to calm down. They prepared for this. This was in their plan for guys to get it and for people to keep going. Because the other question I have is this sounds like such a shit show because it's the Marlins and they're so poorly ran? Or is this as bad as it sounds, regardless of the team? Because I can't see the Yankees having this problem this bad.
No, let me ask it this way. If this happened to the Yankees, would the season even still be going? If this happened to a premier organization like the Yankees, like the Dodgers, like the Red Sox, does the season halt? But because it's the Marlins and no one's expecting them to do anything, we're just going to keep going.
I think if this happened to the Dodgers, their structure and their organization is better. They would have rolled out the taxi players and kept things moving. I think the Marlins are so poorly ran and so unprepared. I think this looks way worse than it is. This is a perfect storm for the worst team to get something like this because they're incompetent and they don't know which way is up. So this makes baseball look bad. So this in general makes sports look bad for trying to play during this pandemic. It makes people look greedy. Mm-hmm. So I just think they found the right organization for this to spread in to make if you don't want sports to happen, this is the perfect organization for this to spread in because they're fucking morons.
And here's the other thing that no one's talking about, which I hope does not become a reality. Let's say that we get to the playoffs. We finish these 60 games. What do you do if this happens in the playoffs? What do you do if this happens in the World Series? What do you do? Like, what do you do? You can't pause. You're going to pause the playoffs?
I think if you make it to the playoffs, then they have to quarantine. If you make it to the World Series will be played in one city, and it'll be a neutral site because there can't be fans anyway. It'll be a neutral site. We're going to quarantine everybody in this particular place, and that's going to be it.
I'm telling you that baseball is not thinking about it. No one's talking about it. Baseball 1,000% needs to look into a bubble for the playoffs. They have to.
I don't understand.
I don't even understand why it's not a conversation right now. When you have – what is the playoffs, like 6 to 8 weeks maybe, max?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think that you have to start talking about bubble for the playoffs. This could easily happen in the playoffs. You could easily get this – to totally wreck your playoff format, the schedule, everything. You're trying not to play in November. You're trying to finish in October. You have 16 teams instead of 10 teams. Like, you really, why not have a bubble for the playoffs?
Every Major League Baseball team has a hotel either connected or within a block of their facility or of their stadium. The Omni Hotel is literally connected to Petco Park. I'm the Padres. I'm Major League Baseball. I call the Omni Hotel. We make the playoffs. Both teams are. We're gonna take out, I don't know, half the building.
There's a billion hotels in downtown San Diego. You could easily do playoff here in San Diego if you only need one stadium. And if not, why not go down to USD? Why not go down to San Diego State to only play your games?
Doesn't make a difference. There's no one there.
There's no one there. And you might even get better camera angles because you'd be closer to everything. So. I honestly think the bubble. I'm going to keep saying the bubble. If the NFL is not looking into a bubble right now, they're dumb too. I don't understand. What is the point of playing at SoFi Stadium? What is the point of playing? You're going to lose money this year. You just got to take that.
Without a doubt. It's all TV money this year. It's all TV money. So if you're baseball and you don't figure out a way, because I think honestly, once you get into the playoffs, a single site city works best. It just simply does. It's simply. Right. And if you're in the, go ahead.
No, I was going to change subjects. Go for it. Finish it.
And if you're in the NFL and you're going to do this, a bubble will have to happen for you if you make it to the playoffs. Trying to bubble 32 teams, I get it. That's difficult when there's 55 guys on each roster and 65 or 70 guys total traveling. That's harder.
Yeah.
But once you get into the playoffs, you've got to secure the safety of your players and your product at that point in the season.
Hasn't the NBA shown us that, you know, obviously they haven't even got to the season yet, but I mean, they're playing games and they're all around each other. The NBA is showing you, and MLS, to be frank, MLS is showing you that the bubble concept is better than, you know, you're creating an environment that's safer than the real world. That's what it comes down to.
Hockey as well. Hockey starts tonight with their two exhibition games tonight in hockey as well. So hockey's doing the exact same thing. It seems like the people who are doing the bubble have it figured out. The people who are trying to operate outside the bubble are still putting their plan together.
I want to show you a picture, and I'm going to put you on screen at the exact same time because I want your reaction. I don't know if you saw this today in the Orlando NBA bubble with LeBron James.
That's normal. That's normal.
You see, he's like, people were saying that it was a throne.
Oh no, that's just a shitty hotel chair.
Yeah, just a shitty hotel chair.
If you look to the right, it's the same chair, just teal. Listen, hotels have, look at the carpet there. That's not hotel carpet. Hotel carpet is gross.
The Grand Destino is not a 5-star hotel. Excuse me.
Look at that thing, dude. Look at that carpet. That's fucking gross. Look at that wallpaper. That's horrible. That's horrible. That's like a throne. This is like a shitty, poorly colored chair. It's not even that big.
We are 2 days away from the NBA officially opening their season. You're going to have the Pelicans play that opening night. I don't even know they play because all my attention's on Lakers, Clippers. No Lou Williams for the Clippers.
I think they play the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies?
Yes, I think so.
So you have Ja Morant versus Zion Williamson. Yeah, I could easily look it up too. I don't know why I just didn't. But Thursday, here's the big one. The big news. It's Jazz Pelicans, by the way.
Okay.
Here's the big one. Anthony Davis might miss Thursday. Because I don't know if you watched two exhibition games ago on Saturday morning. He took a big eye poke, like a really, really nasty eye poke in that exhibition game. And now they're saying we're not sure if he's going to play on Thursday. So that's the latest with the NBA. Zion's out of the bubble. He should be playing. Lou Williams is not playing on Thursday. But NBA, 2 days away, man.
Stop me if you heard this before. Anthony Davis hurt. He gets the weirdest injuries. I mean, like, legit the weirdest injuries. He's had finger issues. He's had shoulder issues. He's been poked in the eye more than once. Like, just wear goggles, dude.
That's what James Worthy was saying. He was on the broadcast on Saturday, and we all know James Worthy wore goggles, but did you know he didn't start wearing goggles until he got poked in the eye? And then Kareem told him, yo, wear goggles. It's just going to save you. And then, by the way, the cool part about all this, like, so you have all these TV networks broadcasting from studios in their home base. They're not in Orlando. TNT is going to be in Orlando. They're the only ones. James Worthy was eating an egg sandwich Saturday morning while calling the game. He's like, excuse my chewing. He busted a Scott. I'm just eating an egg sandwich over here.
Yeah. Listen, you got to take advantage, man. If they tell you you can do it from your house, you might as well have lunch during the timeout. Who gives a damn? It makes the broadcast better.
All right, so we are at the time of the program where Scott says thank you to our sponsors, Corky's, 1-800-901-1102. Hit them up for all your pest control needs. Mountain Trust Mortgage, mountaintrustmortgage.com. Email Gary Cooper, Koopaloop, Gary@mountaintrustmortgage.com. Torrey Holistics, email us. Telling you, y'all want to go to this concert on Saturday virtually, scottkaplanvlog@gmail.com. Or what do you want people to do, Browner?
Screenshot the Torrey Holistics logo when he initially read the promo the first time out. Take that screenshot or throw it up on the screen right now. Bam. You take this picture. You screenshot this picture. And that will get you a ticket to the concert. First five people on Twitter that do that. First five people, you in.
Yeah, we got plenty of codes for you guys to give away. We were going to be stingy at first, but Ruthie was like, don't be stingy. We got plenty of codes. Hand them out to the great friends. So here, email us, do what Browner says, and you will get hooked up. You'll be kicking it with us Saturday night. Special shout out, wickedgraphics.com. Email Nancy at wickedgraphics.com. SMS Global, smsglobal.com, and also Total Tea Clinic, Rockin' Wine Tours, and Coast Care Partners. JB, you know Eric, what time it is.
Eric Egerstrom already going.
Already going. Here we go.
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
All right, guys, go to scottnbr.com. It looks like this. You scroll down a tiny bit. Boom. Click it. Takes you to Torrey Holistics, our landing page. 20% off your next purchase at Torrey Holistics with a minimum $75 purchase in the promo code GRANDE, G-R-A-N-D-E, torreyholistics.com, your cannabis store. We love Torrey Holistics. They're dope. So I wanted to transition from LeBron to highlight of the day because I want to look directly in my camera. And I want to say, and I want to say this, okay? Lou Williams, I am sorry. I doubted you. I doubted you, sir, about going to a strip club to get some chicken wings until I saw the chicken wings. John Browner, look at this screen and you tell me that you wouldn't risk it all for them chicken wings. Those look dank, yo. Those look pretty damn dank. I mean, it's at a strip club, which is gross, but they look good. They look real good.
They look like some shit that could have been delivered. Sorry, but, Lou Williams. You can't get me on your side for this. I'm so sorry. I love a nice booty shake with a side of fries as the next man. Okay? But I got to tell you, you got to deliver my food. There's too much at stake. There's too much on the line. If you Lou Williams, you ain't never been a champion at any level of basketball you've ever played at. Now this is your greatest chance to be a champion. This is your greatest chance to raise the Larry O'Brien. You are on a team with an opportunity to win a championship for the first time in the organization's history. Get the goddamn chicken wings delivered, man.
But look, dude, but look, he's now on the menu. He's now on the menu. The Lou,
his career.
Dude, and look at the flavor. Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue.
Listen, man.
JB, listen. I know how you feel about lemon pepper.
You know how I feel about chicken in general, brother. This ain't even no debate for me. I love me some good chicken. I could go to Magic City and get the Lou Will special. You know why? Because I ain't living in a goddamn bubble. Okay, I could go watch some ass and get me some chicken. Milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard. All of that. I could do all of that. Because you know why? Me going there ain't going to sacrifice the entire league. Okay? If I went to Magic City to get some chicken wings, this show will still happen. Okay, the show's not gonna go away because I went and got some goddamn chicken at a strip club. If I went to Pacers, okay, and got some tater tots, the show ain't gonna be over. Okay, it ain't. Okay, if I was another strip club here, that's the only one I know.
I don't know. I only know them in TJ.
Listen, if you're in the comments, give me some local strip clubs. What kind of food they serve there? If you're a strip club, if you work at a strip club, and you listen to this right now, advertise, and we'll tell you what kind of food you got there. I'll come right.
My buddy was the one that sent me that picture, and he's like, dude, Hong Kong needs to step their game up. Those wings look great. And I was like, I would never open my mouth for food in Hong Kong ever. I don't care how good it looks. That's disgusting.
Listen, strip clubs are in another level in different places. San Diego's not the greatest strip club city. But if you're going to a strip club to eat,
the Body Shop,
you have a problem with strip clubs if you're going there specifically to eat, my man. I guarantee you, there's better chicken in Atlanta than at the fucking strip club. But you go there so much, you don't know that there's better chicken in other places.
Dude, it's just a form of food. It's just a form of dinner in a movie. It's just a form of dinner entertainment. Dude, you got dinner and like the Excalibur shows, the medieval times. You know, there's different forms. You can go anywhere. It's just his preference, man.
I'm sorry. You know, that ain't no dinner in theater. Okay, that's pussy popping going on 2 feet from you in a pandemic. I'm sorry. I don't want that with my fries. Okay, I don't want no vagina sliding down a pole from the ceiling. Okay, with my French fries. I don't want that. That ain't no goddamn. That ain't the theater looking for. I'm sorry.
It's not the dipping sauce you're looking for, huh?
No,
all right.
No. I don't want no milk from the titty in my food.
Whoa. All right. We're getting a little carried away now. You know what, John Browner, with that last comment?
What is you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What is you doing?
Look, man, this next person ain't going to get into Magic City. On the employed list at all, okay? This person has to pay their way into Magic City, okay? If you went to Magic City and this happened, you would damn sure not be talking about the chicken wings. Hit that footage. Look, ladies, if you're going to have a workout in your house, don't let this be this, okay? Oh. Bam! Bam! That ain't good, okay? Stripping ain't in your future. I know a lot of y'all women use exercise with these poles now. It's called pole dancing classes. I've seen a couple of them. It ain't much to look at. It's a great workout, but you can't do this shit in your house. Look at this. She ain't cut out for this. Look at the grip. Hell, that ain't the way to go, okay? That ain't the way to go. Look, she's struggling. Legs is weak. Bang, bang. That ain't, as the great Jim Lampley once said, bang, bang, bang. Okay? This ain't for her. She got to do something else. I'm sorry, young lady. What is you doing?
It's funny how often you see these stripper poles at like houses, non-studios, collapse. Like stripper poles, like you actually need some structural support to support your body, ladies.
That's what they need a drywall screw for, okay? One in the top, one in the floor. You might be okay unless you're a little overweight. You ain't got no damn business on that pole in the first place.
Hey. Some people don't mind a little chunk. That's all I'm saying.
They might not, but you better not put it on the pole.
All right. Well, JB, look at us. Look at us. Just doing a show. Just doing a show called Scott and BR with neither Scott or BR here.
It's time for a name change.
Well, people have been saying that for a long time anyways, right?
Yeah. It's time for a name change. We need to, this edition of the show needs to be called something else. We'll put in the comments, what should this edition of the show be called when it happens? Because I got a spoiler for you. It may be happening more in the future.
Not a lot of people tuned in, probably because the Padres game was on at the same time. But the people that did tune in seemed to enjoy it. So we appreciate you guys bearing with us. I swear to God, Scott's coming back. Tomorrow, I think.
No,
I
Thursday.
I think maybe tomorrow.
I thought it was Thursday.
I don't even know. But I swear he's coming back. We're going to do the podcast. And you'll figure out where he was when he comes back. And he'll tell you all the details. Oh,
he will tell you. He will show you pictures of why he got his back waxed. Okay.
There's a hint. So go ahead. Like, comment, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys that all did it yesterday. Email us, Scott Kaplan Vlog. Let me just put it up one more time to get a code for the show with Tori Holistics, Common Sense, Ruthie, Scott Kaplan. They'll all be there. Make sure you guys do that. We sincerely appreciate you guys being here. I promise Scott's coming back for those that are missing him and then I hate me and JB. We're here and we're here tomorrow and we're here on Thursday and we're here on Friday. So
if you hate me, you already know how I feel about you, player. Hey, fuck out of here.
Hey, tomorrow. 4-1, road to 37. Let's go, everybody. Yeah. Peace
road
out.
Road to 37.